And you're back inside my Fix It Up Life. We're here at the remodeling show. We're inside the Therma-True Doors booth. And I have to say that this, I want a new door.
Well, you know what? Producer Jessica, yeah, already shopping for a door.
Right on.
I think she just wants to walk out of here with one.
Well,
she's kind of petite, so I don't know. She might need one of these gentlemen to help her. There are a lot of strong-looking gentlemen walking around, too.
Replacement doors are heavy. It's not like she's going to sneak it out in her bag.
Yeah, probably not. She didn't bring her big purse today. But this has been fun. It's been like a little mini retreat with you, hanging out here at the remodeling show and Deck Expo. Baltimore.
Ironically, this is how we spend time together.
This is like our vacation date kind of thing. And it is super fun, too, because this is what we talk about all day long at our house.
It's what we do and it's what we love.
It is.
I wish I could be a better actor and fake that somehow, but I'm not imitating myself. It's the way it is.
It is the way it is. And we are joined by one of the big experts in the industry right now, Jonathan Sweet. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing well. It's so nice to meet you because I've seen your name for years.
We don't know. For those of us in the audience, you know who Jonathan Sweet
is. Right.
Yeah.
I get so excited sometimes that I forget.
You just tell jokes and you start at the punchline.
Okay.
Yeah. Three priests and a cop. I mean, you know, Jonathan is the editor of Professional Remodeler magazine.
Yeah.
Do I have that right?
Yep, that's right.
Okay, very good.
And Professional Remodeler has a whole new look this month.
Reinvented.
New trim size, new paper, everything, the whole nine yards. And HousingZone.com is relaunching
on Monday. That's the plan.
On Monday. And
right,
HousingZone.com is a great resource if you want to know anything about building products, anything about building anything.
Yeah.
You should go there.
Right on
Monday.
Yeah, go on Monday, though.
And although we're a trade magazine, for DIYers, we get a lot of consumer traffic. There's a lot of how-to articles on there and videos and things like that that might be of real interest to your audience, too.
Oh, that's great.
That is so good.
Our group is about a half-and-half mix of pros and super high-end or super heavy-up enthusiasts who like are remodeling their own kitchens. So they have the same questions that pros have. I guess you can approach it a little bit differently because you got to make money when you're a pro. But yeah, same question. So that is good to know.
That is definitely good. And it is such a great resource too. I mean, when you're a consumer, when you're, you know, a homeowner and you're looking around trying to get ideas for what you want to do, and then also being educated to know what to ask the pro that comes to your house, so you're not completely like floored when they start using all these words that are floating around here at the remodeling show.
Oh, sure.
And can totally just baffle you. You're like, I guess you know what you're talking about because I have no idea what those terms are. So
exactly. It can be intimidating.
Definitely.
Yeah. Now, what have you had a chance to walk the show floor? Or did you just swoop in today and land here in my Fix It Up Life?
That would be really cool if you took a helicopter in any and kind? Landed right here at the Therma-True booth.
We actually like any kind of swooping, so that's cool.
Yeah.
I know, actually. I've been in town since Tuesday, walked around the show floor yesterday and this morning.
Anything catching your eye?
Well, I think one thing that's really interesting, I mean, there are some great new products here, but one thing that I think is a great change, we saw a little bit of it last year, even more of it this year, is companies are really focused on how they can help the remodeler, the services they can offer. It's, I think, a really great change because instead of just talking about, hey, look, here's our new door. No, here's how we can help you sell that door to a client. Here's how we can do an installation clinic and show you, make sure you get that door or window installed correctly. And that's, I think, a really positive change. And I think it's part of what we're seeing as more and more of these manufacturers really focus on the remodeling market, a segment that a lot of them, when the building boom was going on, really didn't pay a lot of attention to.
No kidding.
Really? I love that, too, because it just helps with customer service so much for the remodelers. I mean, if you're educated and you have all this stuff to lean on with the building products that you're using, then it just makes everyone happier in the long run, too.
And I know this from...
I'm just thinking about it from mommy's standpoint.
Yeah.
I'm always thinking mommy.
You are.
Yeah, I know.
You are. And I think about it from being on the ground and having stuff go wrong, you know, and the being able to get to a company to find out how I can fix whatever unknown issue popped up is huge. I'm glad to see that you're picking that up as a trend.
Yeah, exactly. I think you're seeing more companies, you know, even as simple as posting the videos on their website, making sure. So if you are having trouble when you go out there and are trying to, you know, put down a floor and this just isn't working for me, what am I doing wrong?
Right.
You can go and see, okay, you know what? Here's what I did wrong. Instead of trying to just read a instruction booklet that came with it that makes no sense to most people.
Well, and instruction booklets are notoriously not read too. So
exactly.
Yeah, that's so good.
Yeah,
that's
the race to throw away the instructions.
What is this? All this paper? Well, you know, what is all this paper that's coming with this thing? I don't need this at all.
It's well, remodelers, I take you all to task for throwing away the instructions. It's your fault. I've had to admit to several embarrassing times sitting down on a job site, reading instructions, looking at how to make sure I'm laying out a stair stringer right with my framing square, people making fun of me.
Well, I would make fun of you.
Okay, you want me to do it right or not?
I mean,
so it's written down there for you.
Yes.
So
it's very helpful.
Tisk tisk.
Exactly.
But what are we going to see in the magazine? And what's on the docket for the next issue that's coming out?
Sure. Our October issue, which will be out mid-October, which will be our second issue since the relaunch, we'll have our market leaders list, which is our annual list of the top remodelers in 20 top remodeling markets across the country.
Really?
And that'll also be posted again on housingzone.com. Also have an interesting story on siding and trim trends, what kind of decisions people are making, colors, styles, what's really growing in popularity there, as well as we have a great interview with Sarah Suzanka.
Oh yeah. Right on.
And also we have that'll be in print, and then I actually interviewed her again yesterday, and we'll have a podcast posted on Housing Zone hopefully next week with some follow-up expanding beyond the print edition.
Oh, that's so good.
And Sarah Suzanka is the author of the wildly, like New York Times wild bestseller, The Not-So-Big House?
Yes. And she's written a whole series around that,
too. She's written a whole series. I believe it's 8 books now. The mm-hmm. most she wrote one about a year and a half ago called Not-So-Big Remodeling
mm-hmm.
that really focuses on that trend for the remodeling industry. And it's really, she says she's really gotten a lot of feedback, a lot of positive feedback on that. People are really buying into the theories.
Now, I have a question, and you might not know the answer to this, but I'm so curious because I've never talked to her before. How not so big is her house? Do you know?
I don't know, but I know she has done some remodeling and really tried to implement those practices in her home.
Mm-hmm.
And what actually started the whole not so big, the very, very, very first book was when she was... when she was working on her first home, remodeling it, and couldn't find people who were willing to do the kind of things she wanted to do as an architect because
really
they were so focused on, well, we got to have square footage. It's all about square footage, which is, of course, it's about having square footage that you use and making the most of your space.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's
sensible.
Really
what her books
square footage that makes sense for you because every home is so personal. You know, not everybody wants to have an open floor plan.
Right.
Not everybody wants to have a library.
Right.
Not everybody wants to have the kitchen be the center of the house.
Right. Or an addition that's bigger than the house, and then you don't use those rooms.
Totally. You know? Not everybody wants to have a shop. Well. Why wouldn't you want to have a shop?
I don't know about that. All houses are built with shops as far as I'm concerned.
Well, they have to be. All houses have to be. Yeah,
it's
definitely.
True.
So how do you get to be one of the top 20 remodelers?
Basically, it's based on your volume. We collect the information, ask them to submit it. We also do some research on our own and basically identify the largest remodelers in these 20. It's 5 of them in the 20 top markets around the country.
Okay.
Right.
That's very
on.
Cool.
Well, Jonathan, we have to say thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, yeah.
We have to say to the folks on the show floor, please check out Professional Remodeler Magazine.
And HousingZone.com.
And HousingZone.com. And we will see you on the other side of a break that we're going to take right now. On my Fix It Up Life.